bestowed on me, which I am honored. I mean, I feel a little nervous, but I am honored. So I am honored. So I know that's great. Thank you, and that's awesome. I do have a letter from Mark that I'm going to read, and then just to the church and to you guys, and then we'll present you your gift. So, dear First Baptist Church of Ashland, it is our privilege to join you in the celebration of the retirement of your senior pastor, Don Baldrica. I've had the privilege of serving with Don for 20 years in my role as the executive director of CB Northwest. Don has become a great friend and a trusted colleague. I've enjoyed our partnership with your church and with Don in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you celebrate Don's 30 years of ministry with your fellowship, it is my privilege to celebrate along with you as we pass this love gift on behalf of CB Northwest to Don and his wife. I wish I could have been there in person to deliver this message of friendship and covenant community, but I am grateful for our representative who is here with you today. We pray for Don as he moves into this next season of life, and that God would give him great joy in serving Jesus all the way to the end. Finish well, my friend. May the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you. Pray always, never give up. Mark Hafner. So with that, just from the covenant community to you guys for your service, just thank you so much.
I'm Jeff Reitler, and representing a group of churches that get together called the Evergreen, and that's Glide and Roseburg and Grants Pass and Medford and Tri-City meeting together, and we've had some good times and mostly good eating. I mean, it's just really good food. We meet in the Tap Rock and Grants Pass, and you can't go wrong there. But I just want to say personally thank you both for pointing my wife, Lorna, to Jesus Christ. And because of that, she's just a wonderful wife. And the investment, the prayer, and the opportunity as well when I came back to the Rogue Valley to work with both of you guys. And it's been a blast. Now, I wish we had this carpet color, though, when we got married. So can we do it again? No, just kidding. But this is a gift to you to say thank you so much for being part of our covenant group.
Hey, Granddad and Kiki, I'd like to have Mary and Millie, would you come up at this time? They have a presentation to make.
Okay. Okay, so Mary and I are in black. Black, because we are mourning. We've been mourning for quite a while now. But we knew this day was coming, and it's here, and it's a good thing, I know, too. So in order for you to remember us, we want to present both of you with a memory book of love letters from your whole church family. We love you, and we're going to miss you.
So when I'm taller than the other people. No, I'm Scott Hollingsworth. I'm the chair of the deacon board. And so each year, our congregation collects a love gift. And so we'd like to present both Don and Dwayne with their love gift. Start off with that. And then on top of that, the congregation collected an appreciation gift for Don and Katie, and I'd like to give them that as well.
It's to go ahead and take a look at the slideshow. Ken put this on. Appreciate it. Just sit back and enjoy the slides. They're going to surprise you. It's going to be great.
In a good way. Thank you.
You have given us freedom.
Ken, thank you for putting together that slideshow. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It's been a long day. It's been a good day, hasn't it? And do you remember at the beginning of the day we said we want to honor Don and Katie? And I think through your words, through your presence, through your cards, your gifts, and all that, you have done that. But the second thing we wanted to do was bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. And He is above all and in all and through all. And so we thank the Lord today for His gift of Don and Katie and their family. And I want to just close with a prayer. So would you stand together? And then you're dismissed to go eat more cake if there's more left. Or breadsticks. Heavenly Father, as we have gathered today, Lord, we have come to witness and declare Your goodness, Your kindness to us in giving to us these gifts of Don and Katie and their family. And Lord, we thank You for 30 years of faithful ministry. And Lord, we thank You for their lives and how they've touched our lives and they've impacted our lives and we have impacted their lives. And so, Lord, saying goodbye is hard, but it's necessary. But it's not goodbye forever, Lord. We're still in the family of God. We're still brothers and sisters in Christ. And so, in the days to come, Lord, as we see them on the streets, we're going to give them hugs and we're going to love on them. That has not changed. Lord, thank You for what You're doing in Don and Katie's life. Thank You for what You're going to do in the days to come. As they walk through the next door, You will show them what is in store for them, one door at a time. Lord, for us as a church, we are going to do the same thing. We're going to walk through that door as You open that door, and we will go into the next room, and we will wait on You, and we will seek Your face, and then You will open the next door. So, Lord, we're a people who are going to walk by faith, Don and Katie, and us as a church family. Lord, thank You for today. Thank You for the blessing of the Spirit of You, God, being with us today. Thank You, Lord. We love You. We give You praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Lord bless you.